Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
But we still have what I think, and Mike, you said this all season last year. We went around and around. Remember our conversation? Who's the best team, the team MVP? Is it Acuna? Is it Donaldson? And we kept getting back to one guy. It's Freddie. Even though these other guys are putting up great numbers. And Acuna was chasing 40 home runs, 40 stolen bases. And he may do that again this year. But this is the mainstay. And now Freddie, and I want you to hear him talk about this. Not having the elbow pain, Mike. He's had the surgery. He'll never admit it, maybe privately. But this is why he was terrible in the playoffs. He didn't give us anything. And we said, we got to point the finger where it needs to be pointed. He knew it, and he apologized and said, I should have played better. But we think now, Mike, we know he was injured, right?
Yeah, there was that one game, I think it was either Philly or Washington during the September, where he had a grounder, and he kind of goes down on the wrist, and it just didn't look right, and he comes out of the game, and you kind of felt, oh, boy. So, yeah, he just wasn't the same dude. And unfortunately, it coincided with Bringer of Rain slowing down, say, for one homer. And Markakis, remember, he came back off the injured list and was really great. And then everyone in 3-4-5 just was not good. So now you got a guy that's healthy. We're hoping that Ozuna picks up some of that slack. And, the big if, of course, is Austin Riley. But it is great to see that Freddie is good to go.
Let's hear from Freddie talking about the elbow pain.
It feels great. I had some pain. I did. It was a little worse than I thought it was going into the surgery, but it is completely cleaned out now. I feel good. No pain hit in the offseason for the first time in about 7-8 years. So that was a relief. I hit. I played golf. I did a lot of things and woke up with no pain. I'm ready to go.
597 at-bats last year. 113 runs. 121 RBI. That led the team, obviously. And when we talk about Freddie, here's the thing that I think people miss, Mike. When we say, he's still the best guy on this team as far as best hitters, you hear that and you go, well, what about Acuna? Acuna has more upside. There's no doubt. That we're not saying he's not talented. Mm-hmm. But I think when you talk about the best hitter on this team still right now is Freddie Freeman. He hit .389. His on base, should I say, last year was .389. But for the season, his average ended up being at the end of the year, we're talking about regular season, he was hitting .300, .295, .297 right there. So Acuna ended up hitting .280, and then obviously Acuna had a great postseason and nobody else did, which is part of the problem. But I just think it's important to talk about the fact that this guy is the mainstay in this lineup. And if the other guys now, if Ozuna and Acuna does what he does and Ozzy and everybody around him, then the offense is going to be okay. I don't know if it'll be as good as it was last year, though.
I mean, as we said, the 3-4-5 kind of just went haywire, as it were. And, this is why I was fine with Snicker just getting a one-year extension on what he's got right now, because at some point, Acuna's going to be back in cleanup, right?
Yes.
I mean, when does that start?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.